How different a team are you guys now than you were?
I don't feel as though we're a different team. I feel as though we're still going to fight. We're still going to play ball. But the biggest thing coming into this game is we got to stay together and stick together and also understand what the Seahawks are trying to do to us.
Describe the beast mode factor.
Great back, but outside of him, he just carries the ball. And they got a good offense. You can't take away from their quarterback and how good they've been playing this year as well. So outside of that, we just got to come prepared and play as hard as we can.
Unit, specifically the line in the fourth quarter the other night. I mean, there's a lot of hands on hips, and you're able to make it happen.
You know, we just believe in each other. You know, and things got tough in that game in this past week, and at the end of the day, we stuck together, we fought through it, you know, hands on knees, but when the ball snapped, we played and we emptied out our cup. You know, we gave everything we had, and we came out on top this past week, and now we just on to the Seahawks, and we got to focus on bringing this one home.
How big of a factor will it be that you guys are healthy, just more healthy than you've been at almost any point in the season?
This has been our healthiest all season, you know, and our strongest all season. You know, we got to try to keep it that way. We know the Seahawks going to come in and, you know, and be them, and that's what we expect, and we're going to be us too. You know, it's going to be a battle, and we're going to fight down to the end.
How about specifically Linville?
That Linville will be back. How do you feel personally if Linville is indeed back?
Well, that's between Coach and Linville,
right, but I mean,
hopefully
how
if he come back, that impacts the defense alone, you know, so we know what he can contribute and how he can play, and him being back and playing, it will be an extreme gain for us.
Have you gotten used to playing in the cold weather, and how do you guys make that an advantage?
2013, we came out here, and it was a negative degree game every week, so this is nothing. This is what we do, you know. This is why we're in Minnesota in the first place, you know. Home field advantage, cold, you know, snow, it don't matter. We just got to go through it. We got to fight, and it's just the element that we got to get through.
Instead of just dealing with it, how do you make it an advantage for you guys? Because they're certainly not used to it.
We can't make it an advantage. Mother Nature did that. We just embracing it, you know. It's a mindset.
Is there a challenge faced where they have so much playoff experience and you've got a lot of key guys, obviously, that have never been in the playoffs?
You ain't going to never give us no credit, huh? We ain't just win the division, huh?
Is it a challenge at all?
It's just a football game, and we're going to go out and go hard. You know, we're going to fight for it. It ain't going to be like somebody's going to roll over. At the end of the day, it's the playoffs, and we just going to amp it up another level.
What did you guys learn from losing to them the first time? What did you take away from that you don't want to have happen again? Obviously, the outcome, but...
They ran over us last time we seen them, you know, and now we know what they can do. We've seen what they can do over the past couple weeks, and I don't know about everybody else, but I've been kind of watching them just to see their style and how they carry themselves, because I felt like we were going to see them again, and this is the game I would have rather play than Washington anyway, so I'm glad we get to play them again.
Why do you want to play them again?
It's hard to beat a team twice, and it's the hardest road. You know, while we don't want the easy route. We'll take the hoe. We ain't afraid to fight for it.
Is there a different energy going out throughout the locker room now that it's the playoffs?
Definitely, you know, and a lot of our guys, our first time even being in the playoffs, you know, or even winning the division title. So that feeling alone last week made everybody see, like, you know, we like that feeling, you know, and if we can do it again, make it happen again, let's just see where it goes.
Penny talked about how Zimmer told the team you're playing for trophies now, not just banners. Mm-hmm. Does that something like that resonate with the players in the locker room?
Yeah, I mean, we got through one of the goals that we set as a team, and now, you know, we got a new one. We got another goal ahead of us, and we're trying to see what we can do with it.
If you talk about it, it's tough to beat the same team twice, and what you proved against the Packers. You know, if you had a chance to play the Niners again, do you guys feel that the playoffs is one thing already? You're going to be up for it. You're going to have the chip on your shoulder, but to have that revenge, to have to show who you guys are now, is makes you guys maybe even more powerful this time around.
I wouldn't say more powerful. I would say, you know, it's this going to be a huge game for us to lock in on our keys and just do our job and not try to do too much or get outside of who we are. You know, anything outside of that, I think we should be all right and just play ball and be confident in what we do. And I think that'll take care of itself.
Thank you.
No problem.